Hello everyone, this is Daryl Hall.
And this is John Oates.
And we are Hall & Oates. Private S.
They're watching you.
Watching see your every move. Wow.
Now, why, Will?
Because everyone...
Private Us!
Because this movie enters you. Not in a good way.
I wish.
Oh, no. That's true. It's empty.
This movie borks
it's
you.
It's null and void.
It borks you.
It is just a shell of a movie. Like, there comes a movie every once in a while where we just watch it, and I genuinely don't know how anyone could be entertained by this movie.
Would anybody be?
There has to be one person. Maybe the director. Maybe it's just the director. Maybe I doubt even the director is entertained by his own shit fest. Like, I don't understand what this movie was trying to do.
It was trying to scare you.
Well, it failed.
Oh, really?
On every level.
This thing is fucking
garbage. You know what? Never mind. It did scare me on how bad it is.
It didn't even do that.
It's just... It's not even, like, so, like, bad it's good or anything. It's literally just bad boring.
Yeah.
Like, just boring and stupid and bad. Like, they're... Like, I recommend bad movies, right? Mm-hmm. I would never recommend this movie. There is nothing. There's no substance to this movie.
Nothing. There's nothing to recommend.
Okay, so, sorry, we watched... Now, this is a misleading title, too. We watched The House of Seven Corpses.
The prequel to Rob Zombie's House of 1,000 Corpses.
Now,
I'm being very, very sarcastic, but
now that movie at least had 1,000 corpses in it.
Well, that movie had things in it.
I didn't like that movie.
I didn't either.
But it had things in it.
This is the
stuff
big...
happened in it. Okay?
Stuff happened.
Yes.
It had things.
You know, like in movies, things happen. Now I will say this. This movie is a weird It's kind of meta in a way, because it's like a
unintentionally.
It's like a lens into the eye of a shitty film director.
Of the man who made it.
You can tell, like, how it's shitty directors, like, delve into insanity.
I wish. This is a shitty director's delve into nothing. Into the void.
He stared into the void.
Into the fucking
void. And the
void
stared back.
And apparently all that the void did was make him boring.
This is the film equivalent of Purgatory. Just nothing happening.
You know, like, I've complained about, like, horror movies with too many jump scares. Well, there's the other side. There's horror movies where nothing happens.
Dude, I was praying for a fucking jump scare. Something.
And once the things happened, I wish they stopped happening. I wish they stopped.
Oh, man.
But they did not.
I can't wait to get to that, because I'm about to go... I'm going to go off.
The only, like, remotely noteworthy thing about this pile of trash is that they filmed it in our neck of the woods.
Yep.
That's it.
Now, if you didn't know, or if you're listening out of country or out of state, we're two Utah boys.
Yeah.
We're from Utah, Salt Lake City, specifically. And this was filmed in our home state.
It was the governor's mansion downtown.
Yep. So...
They also... It's also where they plopped down the gravestones.
I love... So there's... We don't have to go into it too much, but there's a...
Oh, please, we'll go into it.
There's a cemetery...
In the movie.
In the movie that is supposed to have seven corpses, right? Get it? Because of the movie title. But it looks like they just haphazardly placed the
yes.
gravestones wherever.
Wherever.
So, like, they're all, like, diagonal from each other and, like, right next to each other. And I'm like, that is... I've never seen a cemetery plotted like that.
Are you saying it's half-assed?
Very.
Are you saying that somebody just half-assedly was like, just put them down wherever you want?
When they un-
Are you saying
at
this
At the
movie?
End of the film where he uncovers the gravestone, it's... Towards the end of the movie where he uncovers the gravestone, it's nowhere near the actual ditch.
I know, it's also like, facing the wrong way.
It's like diagonal and off to the side.
It's also facing the wrong way.
Yeah.
The hole is, like, above it.
Like, so they just buried people there and didn't remember where they buried them, so they're just like, just set it right there, that's good.
That's what you call lazy filmmaking.
This whole movie is lazy.
Yeah.
But,
This is the movie equivalent of, like, a fucking, like a fucking stoner who, like, just sits on his couch all day eating Cheetos. This is the movie equivalent of that.
Yeah. This is the movie equivalent of paint drying.
I think paint drying is more entertaining than what we just sat through. To be honest with you.
You'd rather, like, smear a bunch of paint on the wall and watch it dry.
It would not take an hour and 30 minutes, which is how long this movie is.
Alright, I guess we gotta get into, like breaking it down, don't we?
Yeah. And don't worry, there will be an explanation for that that wacky opening.
Will there be?
With Paul and Oates. There will be, don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry.
Because, according to this movie, it is one of the most frightening things in the world. It's just a pair of eyeballs, no context, very spooky.
My first note is shows corpses getting wrecked.
I'm gonna give some context. Okay, like, so whoever made this movie, they really thought they were making, like, a classic ghost story.
Yeah, so I don't know if anyone here has seen The Changeling. Me and Alex love it.
Yeah, Changeling is great.
It's, like, one of the most, like, to me, it's, like, one of the classics of horror. It's, like, it does everything right.
It came after this, though.
It did.
So,
yes.
The one that I would cite is The Haunting from the 60s.
The Haunting?
Because The Haunting, the opening of The Haunting, this movie opens with 7 people getting killed. And we'll go into, like, how stupid those deaths are.
Oh, yeah, The Haunting does do that.
The opening of The Haunting starts with people getting killed.
Yeah, I wonder if the director watched The Haunting and was like, you know what? Well, I should do that.
This is 100% he saw The Haunting and tried to rip it off. Because The Haunting starts out with people getting killed, but it's, like, ambiguous. Like, people are getting hung, they're falling downstairs, and it's, like, the setting up this, like, atmosphere that this mansion is haunted. That's the big one. That's the huge fucking, like, one that he saw and was like, we're gonna do that. Another one that's, like, maybe vaguely similar is 13 Ghosts. But then again, you could also make the argument that 13 Ghosts was ripping off The Haunting. So, really...
Could you, like, go back to, like...
We're full circle.
Could you do, like, Hammer films, like House on Haunted Hill or anything like that?
Sort of.
I guess it has an air of House on Haunted Hill, but that was more of, like, a chilling, like, you know, jump scare kind of thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't like The Haunting, where it's, like, atmospheric.
The Haunting, the easy thing with The Haunting is that it literally rips off the opening.
Yeah.
Like, that's the tell. That's the big tell for me, is how fucking much they rip off the opening.
Right, because it shows a guy falling off of a balcony.
But this is what we'll talk about. Why they fuck it up. Because it just... We just get a shot of a guy, like, mid-fall. And it just stops.
Well, it's weird, because, like, every time they, like, yell, like, so it has audio.
Oh, it's, like, slowed down.
It's slowed down and echoed. Like, it's weird. It's like, and then it goes into this weird color gradient.
Yeah, so we see, like, a guy falling. We see a woman drowned. We see a guy getting shot, like, they say 5 times, but I swear to God, you hear, like, 50 gunshots.
Okay, so it's kind of hilarious, because, like, whoever's shooting the guy, it's obviously a cap gun, because he's making this, like...
And there's, like, tiny little smoke puffs.
Smoke puffs after every single one. And I swear she fires off, like, 14 times, which is funny, because it's supposed to be a revolver.
Yeah.
So it's, like, you... you have maybe 6 shots.
They just added on the sound effects for some stupid reason.
Yep. And then
there's like a guy being stabbed, and there's 7 deaths.
I didn't really pay attention, to be honest. I mean, I paid attention, but I didn't really care.
I didn't care because I'm like, this is just The Haunting. But this is Baby's version of The Haunting.
Yeah.
And then we get our first scene.
A seance. Because we've never seen one of those before.
Oh, but Will, they twist it around.
Oh, they fuck it up
real hardcore. We have to sit through 5 minutes of it.
Yeah. They fuck it up real bad, too. Which is hilarious.
The continuity?
Yeah. Because, she's chanting at a table, and, picking up a book, and there's candles, and then, every time it shows just the table, there's no candles,
mm-hmm.
and then when it goes back and shows the table, there's candles.
To be specific, there's no candles, but the candle holders are still on there.
Yeah.
For some reason. But there's no candles.
And then she goes, to the other, and chanting just some bullshit.
At, this painting on the wall.
Of a cat. And then there's no table in the room.
Magic.
There's table.
No table, and instead there's a line drawn out with sand and some occult shit.
And she chants more, and then a demon appears on the floor.
And she stomps on it.
And she starts stomping on the demon.
This movie stomped on my face.
Yeah.
And then she sees something.
And walks off.
And then goes into the other room.
And now we get meta time.
She takes out a gun, points it to her head, and suddenly someone off screen yells, "That's not how it happened." And then you see that they're filming a movie.
It zooms out, and there's a film crew and a director.
Yeah.
And the groundskeeper is disagreeing that
that's not how it happened,
because he was here for some of it.
Yeah. Which I... Okay, can I just, get this right off my fucking chest right now? Presumably, the film he's making has to do with the previous deaths in the house?
Yes.
Can you explain to me what the fuck any of that shit has to do with the previous deaths?
No.
Exactly.
Except for something to do with the occult.
But, yeah, he's very concerned about accuracy.
Well, he isn't concerned about accuracy later in the film.
No.
Just this scene.
Just this.
Because he is the laziest director I've ever seen in my entire life. They'll take one... Okay. I have to go off a little bit. They'll take literally one shot, and he'll be like, "Yeah, that was good."
Well, Will, I can tell you this. Movie magic. That seance scene. How would they film that? If we're going to follow the movie's bullshit logic.
Yeah, because they weren't in the room filming.
They weren't in the room.
They were filming another room.
In the other room, in the hallway. How the fuck did the demon face show up on the floor?
Yeah, because that'd be post-editing.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be post-filming, and then, editing.
You know what that is? That's bullshit.
Yeah, it's fucking horseshit. But it's just, convenient.
Hey, they want us to believe it's a fucking meta bullshit. Fine.
And again, this is where it begins, where you just get a lens into how a shitty director makes a movie. Yeah.
So then, because you know, you don't get, your rooms set up before you film.
No, you film a scene and then you get your lodging.
You film a scene, you get everything set up, and then they show you, oh, by the way, you're staying in these rooms. So they start introducing us to our characters, and they're all just fucking raging cliches. You have, the fucking director who's, a goddamn, angry, lazy has-been. You have, the washed-up, old-timey actress. You have the fucking...
The dick actor that is, overacts everything. Who
thinks he's, fucking Shakespeare. Again, it's a lens into what we've been watching.
And then you get a couple.
A couple. And this, young, eager actress and this weirdo.
This up-and-coming weirdo.
We were, unsure in the beginning, why the fuck do they keep, making him so weird?
Did he, do anything with the film, though? Was he an actor?
No.
He wasn't an actor.
Yeah, he was, actually. He acted in one scene.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
In one whole scene.
But he, suggested some stuff. So.
And he was the boyfriend of the actress.
Right. Okay, so they go back into the room where they filmed the occult scene, and the dickhead actor that thinks he's like the second coming of Shakespeare walks in and starts talking to the actress. And she's holding her cat.
Oh, yeah. She has a cat with her.
My notes say cat scratch fever, so that's...
There you go.
So, I know. So, they're talking, and then... I can't even remember what they're talking about, but...
The cat looks at the painting on the wall, and it's like... It's a painting of, like, a cat's head on a fucking...
Like, pike? Pitchfork.
Yeah, it's a fucking garden tool.
Yeah.
And he, like, freaks out and scratches the guy. By scratches, I mean, like, we see, like, a shot of him, like, patting his hand.
It's like they cut, set the paw on his hand.
Yeah.
And then cut, and then pulled it back, and the scratch was already there.
A tiny scratch.
Yep. And he, like halfway slaps the cat.
And is like, I'm gonna kill that thing. And she's like, how don't you dare touch...
I'll break your neck if you break its neck.
Yeah. Oh, God. Dumb.
So... Then they're looking in they're shown the entire mansion, and the couple's looking in this room, and they see a bunch of, like, weird books.
Oh, God.
And then the boyfriend takes out one of these, a Tibetan Book of the Dead.
He looks like he belongs in the fucking Beach Boys.
Yes.
I just want to say this. The actor looks like he belongs in a fucking 60s, like, surf band. But he finds...
The Tibetan...
Well, not just that. He goes through and it's like a book of the occult. A book of blah, blah, blah. Like, it's like all these, like, spooky books.
Yeah, there's a book of this, ghosts, like all this supernatural. But he finds
the Tibetan Book of the Dead.
Yep.
And thus begins his obsession.
Yep, so he's like, oh yeah, this talks about, like, Beelzebub and... What? Azazel? Azazel?
I don't remember how he said it.
Azazel. He says Azazel.
Azazel.
And I was like, you mean Azazel?
Azazel.
Azazel. He's like, talking about Beelzebub and Azazel.
Should have been like Beelzebub.
Oh my God. It might have been. Maybe I was just too... Just fucking my forgot. Brain was too broken at that point to like even care.
They do all this. They introduce them to all their rooms, blah, blah, blah. They're all cliches. Everything's a cliche, and then they start filming the next scene, right?
Yeah, so they just show them getting ready for the filming, and then they film a few scenes, and it's like nighttime.
What they remember about this is, like, they're filming, and the guy's, like, they're going through it, and one of the actresses is, like, doing her lines. The director yells cut, and he's like, you're in a trance. You're not orgasming or something, because she's being, like, too... excited or something.
Right, because, like, they're doing a possession scene.
Yeah.
And so, the director goes to get some outside shots because the moon is right. And then we see the Shakespearean actor.
Oh, when he goes to his room?
Getting drunk and drinking out of, like, not a flask.
It's huge.
It's like a 750 milliliter flask.
It's big.
Is fucking... It's a tankard. It's not a flask. It's a tankard.
It's fucking thick.
Yeah, it is.
And he drinks like a millimeter and gets wasted.
He does chug it a little bit,
so
too.
I'm guessing he has like fucking rubbing alcohol in there
or something. And he starts stumbling out of his room and down the stairs.
Oh, and he takes off and we find out that he's wearing a fucking like toupee.
Yeah, because he's bald and doesn't have an actual mustache.
And he takes off a mustache. He's like reciting Shakespeare into the fucking mirror.
And then...
he stumbles downstairs.
And then it cuts to the couple. And they're talking. And the guy won't stop reading the Tibetan Book of the Dead. He just keeps... He's obsessed with it at this point.
He's like, read this. Look at this, sweetie. This is really cool.
Okay, look at this. This could be good for the film.
It's really cool,
honey.
We can
read a couple lines from this, from the film.
And she's like, it scares me.
And then
she walks to the fucking window and is like, oh my God, Look at this. God.
He, like, comes over, and they just see the groundskeeper just walking around the cemetery. But it's not, okay, again, it's not a cemetery. It's just a collection of fucking headstones.
Yes.
Like, it's just a fucking, like, circle, like, not even a circle. It's like this fucking weird polygon of
But, Will, we're supposed headstones. To think it's a cemetery.
It doesn't look like a cemetery.
But we're supposed to believe, Will. It looks Will? Like
they just threw a bunch of headstones because in the middle
Because they
of this.
Did!
There's, not, like, no gate Whoa. To it, no nothing.
Whoa. Are you saying that, like, movies require, I don't know, care and attention? No! You just throw it there.
Now we get another plot hole. So she gets scared and he says it's nothing to worry about, whatever. Like, he just walks.
It's just a dude walking around a fucking...
Then they look again and he like lifts up a thing and goes under. They'd never explain that.
Who needs explanations?
That is... Where did he go?
Up his ass.
They never... Ever.
I know where he went.
Explain where he went.
You know what it is, Will? It's a portal. It's a portal into the director's ass.
Yeah.
That's where he went. Because I got nothing. I can't tell you. I have no fucking clue.
So he disappears into the grave.
He disappears into the director's ass.
Yeah. And then we get the bitchy lady.
The washed up actress.
The washed up actress.
She's like...
She starts hearing something, and the cat, like, gets all freaked out, so she goes to the door and lets the cat out, and
then the cat runs away.
Goes downstairs, and this is where we get, this is where we get it. She walks down the stairs,
and then... Shh! You know what we get? We get real horror shit. Here's what you get.
And then we get private ass... Watching you.
And then Hall & Oates show up. No, but what we do get is two shots of just someone's eyeballs.
It's like weird because they like, I think they put a filter on the film.
No, it's like... It's
just his... Like, it's cutouts of his... Like,
Nah. I got you. I'll tell you how they did it.
Can you tell me how they did it?
You know how they did it? A black piece of paper cut out two holes. If you watch it again, you'll see. That's all it is.
Is it, like, terribly cut, too? Because it, like, looked pretty, like, bad.
It's enough, but that's all it is. Like, it's a dark room, and then they have, like, some sort of light shining so you can, like, see the eyes. But it's just, like, a dark piece of paper. That's it. Now, who...
It never explains who this is. Ever.
It shows them again later, but again, like, I can't emphasize this enough. This is, like, we've talked about non-midi before, like, when a movie tries to be funny,
yeah,
and it fails so hard that you just, like,
falls flat on that its ass.
You just become, like, less amused.
Yeah.
So, this is, like, non-horror.
Yeah, it's, where, like, negative horror.
Like, if you're, like, slightly spooked... You see this, and you become less spooked. Because, like, is this supposed to be scary?
This is, I think, the point where I just wanted it to end.
This is the point when you got, like, that there is no understanding of, like, what is scary.
And this also proved that there was no path to redemption. There was no redeeming this movie at this
point. I think
point.
The ending kind of proved that there was no redemption.
No.
So she walks around as you hear...
And you see the eyes one more time.
And then you hear, like, creaking noises.
And she runs into the Shakespearean actor.
He's just sitting in a corner.
And they, like,
he's just sitting there.
Have a confrontation. He gets all, like, weird and is like, oh, like, let's kiss, like, blah, blah, blah. Like,
he, like, starts
trying to force himself on her.
Yeah. And then she, like, punches him in the chest and the director shows up and all this stuff.
The director tells her to go get ready for the next day of filming because she has a lot of filming and they have to wake up early. And then they start making out.
Yes.
Like, he kisses her and then they start making out and, well, apparently first, they're a thing.
First he, like, insults her, remember?
Yeah, he says, like, He says, like, oh, you won't look beautiful without your makeup or something like that.
Yeah. So you get some sleep, or you'll have bags that, like, even makeup won't cover.
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, so you still want me to look good.
Baby. She likes a bad boy.
Bad. Okay. Bad director. I'm yeah. Okay, I'll stop. And she's just like, oh, you still want me to look good. That's... I didn't know that's how it works. I didn't know you could just, like, insult a woman's looks like that. And she'll just be like, oh, so you want me to look good.
Oh. So you care about how I look. So you care. You're going to insult me because you care about how I look.
Aw, he cares.
Aw. You know what? He's not such a bad guy.
Oh, look, he cares about me.
He insulted me, and I appreciate that.
So out of nowhere, like, they start, like, flirting. And then they make out.
And then immediately after...
Oh, no, they're going upstairs.
And she asks where her cat is.
And what's he say?
He says, Fritz the cat!
Now, you know why he said that.
Because this movie's rated PG.
This movie's rated PG, which is another, like, massive issue I have with it. I'm sorry, a movie called The House with Seven Corpses probably shouldn't be rated PG. Maybe. No. But it is. So you can't say fuck. So you have to say Fritz the cat.
Fritz. They are in Utah, so of course they came up with a weird way to say a swear word.
Have you seen Fritz the cat?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Fritz the cat.
Fritz the cat is batshit insane.
Yeah, it's
but we
crazy.
Can't we can't talk about Fritz the cat.
No.
But you should all watch Fritz the cat.
Cause it's good.
It's
fucking crazy, but yes. It's good. Okay. But anyway.
Prime 70s insanity.
So then it cuts to they're filming outside in a rain scene, and so she's complaining that they've been
I fucking hate this scene.
They've been out there for hours.
And they're take seven.
They've been out there for hours, and like it's funny because it's not a hard scene.
No,
because all she's doing is walking around a tree.
And then she's supposed to like run off to be with her love.
Yeah, but there's no lines of dialogue. There's nothing going on. She is just walking through the rain.
That's it.
That's all the scene is.
That's it.
Like, and they've been out there doing that for hours. And then other scenes, he just doesn't give a fuck. He's just like, whatever, that was good.
I want to know how much she fucked up her walking. How bad
obviously
could it be?
Obviously not much, because that other murder scene they filmed was fucking terrible.
Well, it's
and he
meta.
Was fine with it.
It's meta.
Yeah, exactly.
It's fine. So they do it again. They turn on the fake water. She walks, and then he's like, go to the left. She goes to the left, then she screams, and then the fucking Beach Boy fucking Book of the Dead motherfucker is just like, hey, that's for real!
And then she, like, the actress collapses to the floor, and they all run past this little, like, furry mound on the ground. They all walk, like, eight people walk past it.
So they walk past it, they go to her, and she's, like, pointing to, like, the thing they walk past. And it's her cat. Someone killed their cat, and somehow they all just walked past it.
And the Beach Boy of the occult picks up the cat, and it's like this half of a stuffed animal.
Yes.
And he's, like, just hanging, like, holding it, and then he puts it down.
I hate this scene.
It's stupid.
I fucking hate this scene.
It's fucking dumb.
They just walk past it?
Eight people,
you know,
walk
funny?
Past a half-dead
during that
cat.
Whole scene, you can see the cat laying there.
I noticed it, like, immediately.
It's like...
It's not there when she first walks around, but it's there when she's supposed to notice it.
It's just, like, this furry thing, and it's like... They just walk past it?
It's, like, clearly... It's it's white, too. It's not, like... It doesn't blend in with
white
the scenery.
White on green. It's fucking grass.
Yeah, it's great.
I hate this fucking scene. I hate this goddamn movie.
I couldn't tell. This fucking movie is insufferable.
It's so stupid. Oh, God.
So, the director goes to investigate, and he thinks it's the caretaker.
Yeah.
So he goes to look in the caretaker's room.
He finds a gun. Well,
I should say this. At your favorite scene, he finds a...
Oh,
He finds a piece of a headstone.
But with no name or anything on it.
So he throws it to the ground, and he goes into the caretaker's. He finds a gun... And then the caretaker comes up from somewhere and then walks in.
His secret room, Will.
And
with the elevator,
and
remember?
The director's like, what's going on? Why'd you kill the cat? And the groundskeeper's like, I didn't kill the cat. Like, what are you talking about? You?
It's like, I found one of your gravestones there.
And he's like, and why are you holding a file? And, like, the groundskeeper's just confused. He's like, let me show you something, since you're going to be poking around my house.
You're not going to leave me alone.
Yeah.
So they take an elevator, like, 5 feet down.
A giant elevator, not just any elevator. It is fucking huge.
They take
it's
it, like,
a giant platform that just goes into the ground.
They take it, like, 5 feet down.
Yeah.
It's very deep.
It just...
And then there's a room where the guy makes gravestones, I guess.
Yeah, and he was chiseling out the gravestone for the cat.
The cat's name is Cleon, and we see him chiseling a gravestone for Cleon. Why?
I was asking myself a lot during the movie.
I still don't know who the fuck killed the cat, by the way. They don't tell you. I don't fucking know. So, he warns the director, like, all this occult stuff is, it's dangerous. And it's like, bad things will happen, blah, blah, blah. Director doesn't care.
So then he, like, goes back and they're all hanging out in the room and he's like, well, why aren't you guys getting ready? Where's the cameras? Where's the lights? Like, why aren't you guys, like, oh, because your lead actress quit.
Oh, yeah.
And then the director gets mad. So he goes upstairs for more insulting.
He insults her some more,
telling her that she'll never get an acting job because she's too old and she's past her prime.
No one cares about, like, middle-aged fucking beauty queens.
And he even tells her that, like, if she quits now, she is walking home. Like, one's gonna give her a ride.
He implies that, like, when he found her, she was, like, a prostitute?
Yeah, like, or should I just leave you where I found you?
Yeah, like, okay. That's fine. And he threatens her, and that's enough for her.
She goes back to filming.
She goes back to work.
They start filming a terrible fight scene and a stabbing scene. And yeah. That's the only scene that the Beach Boy Blondie is in.
That's it. And then he immediately goes back to reading his fucking book.
Yep. And then, okay, so then... I don't want to explain the filming scenes because they're not important. It's just they're filming a shitty movie.
They're filming a shitty movie, yeah.
So, it shows the couple back in the room and the guy's reading the book and he's like, we can use more lines from the book. And she's like, we've already used lines from the book. You don't need to, like, read it anymore. Like,
but this is really good. And he starts
even
reading.
Even at this point, I was like, even I would be like, bro, like, put the fucking book down. Like chill. No one cares.
It's just fucking, like gobbledygook. But he insists, he starts reading this one passage, and then, like, we see, like, shots of the cemetery.
And the dirt isn't moving, it's just, like, it's literally just the cemetery and, like, the grounds of the cemetery.
Yeah, and he keeps reading, and he kind of, like, almost falls into, like, a trance.
And she stops him.
I don't remember when this happened, but at some point we got the set of eyeballs again.
Yeah, it's when they're filming at the end scene where she's, like, summoning the dead for the seance scene. And then, like, the ground starts moving.
Okay, so they use the book in the next scene they're filming.
Right, because they're summoning the dead in the movie they're directing.
Yes. Shocking. And they start filming and she's reciting the lines. And as she keeps reciting them, the groundskeeper goes to the cemetery... And just hunches over a gravestone and just, like, stays there for, like, 5 minutes.
He just stares at the gravestone for no reason.
No reason, you say.
Sorry, convenience.
You goddamn right.
Convenience.
You goddamn right.
Because she keeps reading and then you see the ground moving
it
around.
It finally moves.
And while they're filming, the actor comes up and he's supposed to be dead and grabs her arm and then murders both of them.
Yeah. And at the same time, it keeps intercutting to...
A hand reaching out of the
reaching
grave.
Out, grabbing the groundskeeper's leg, and then the other hand, like, chokes him.
Reaches up and chokes him.
I have to say one thing about this.
That it looks like a...
Where's my cake, Bedelia?
Where's my cake?
It's Father's Day!
Father's Day, Bedelia!
That's all I can think of.
Creepshow.
But Creepshow is great.
It looks exactly like the ghoul from Creepshow.
It does.
The scene, the The Happy Father's Day.
Father's Day, yeah.
Skit.
With the fucking cake.
Yeah, with the cake.
The zombie who wants his cake.
And then he has his wife's head on a plate and says, I got my cake.
I fucking love Creepshow. Alas, this is not Creepshow.
No, this is not.
This is when the movie... This is, however, when the movie jumps the shark.
Oh my god. If you didn't think they jumped the shark before...
No, there was nothing to jump.
Let me tell you, this shark jumped out of the fucking water and just suffocated on the beach.
Because this thing wakes up. Everyone's all happy.
They're happy.
The director goes to the cemetery.
To film more scenes.
Everyone's, like, the film crew's all fucking cleaning up.
Because they're all done filming.
One guy goes to the truck.
And gets killed behind the truck by the ghoulie.
Slowly.
It's now, the ghoul, like, moves probably, I would say, a mile an hour. But that one might be too generous. He moves at, like, such a snail pace. Like, anyone could get... You could walk briskly away from this ghoul.
He moves even slower than in, like, the old zombie movies.
Yeah.
Like, Night of the Living Dead and stuff. It's even slower than that.
Yeah. They walk faster than this guy.
Yeah. This is just nonsense.
So he goes into the house, kills two more of the film crew somehow.
Well, I know why he kills them. It's because when the other guy sees him, he's just like... Oh, and then he grabs him and chokes him, and the other guy just like stands there watching,
gets horrified, and then you don't see what happens to him until later. So then the ghoulie starts going up the stairs, and he goes up the same flight of stairs twice, because it shows him at the base of the stairs, and then the kind of the older actress gets like creeped out because she keeps hearing something.
She walks out.
She walks out, and then we see him. We see the ghoul walking up the same from the base of the stairs, walking up the same flight of stairs.
She gets scared and she runs off, and then she runs into another room and grabs a gun. Also, it keeps cutting back to the younger actress in the shower.
For some fucking reason, and she like drops her like cross necklace. Was that supposed to be symbolic?
I think that was baby's first symbolism. Yes.
Yeah.
So. The older actress gets a gun, and she's waiting for the zombie to come up, but the Shakespearean actor...
is getting drunk again.
And he leaves his room, and then he walks back upstairs, and the world is like, she's gonna shoot him.
Now, where is the ghoul in all this? Like, wasn't it walking around the house?
No, it teleported.
Yeah, it's just gone.
Teleported away. No one sees him now. So, she thinks it's the ghoul.
And shoots him.
And shoots him 5 times.
And then he falls off the balcony.
Blow it. Blow it out your ass.
Now, this is the point where I got really mad and was like, are they trying to do like a how they died originally, but they're combining them, so like...
It's bullshit. It doesn't work because they missed two of them anyways, so whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it.
It's stupid.
It's fucking dumb.
And then she just walks right into the zombie's hand.
Yeah, the zombie's hand is like right behind her, and she... And she, like, she's right in front of him, and yeah. Hears him breathing, and still backs up.
Yeah. And then the younger actress walks out of the shower, and finds the older actress hanging. So it's a very clever zombie, I guess. It could hang people.
And then she just runs off, and then we don't see her for a while.
And then we cut back to Mr. Beach Boy.
Oh my god.
And the director.
This fucking scene.
I still don't understand the scene.
I don't fucking get the entire ending, like the last like 15 minutes just fucking broke me.
No,
I have no idea what is going on.
This is broken.
It is a broken film.
Beyond broken.
Like, it was just boring up until this point. Then it just fucking breaks.
It breaks. They couldn't do it.
It just snaps.
They couldn't do it.
He couldn't tie it all together.
This is what they came up with, apparently.
So get ready. Strap yourselves in.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
I would love anybody to tell me what the fuck
happens.
So,
Beach Boy, they start filming the cemetery, and then Beach Boy just all of a sudden, out of nowhere, starts trying to shove the director.
No, don't forget, they find the groundskeeper's body. And then they see the empty grave.
Well, they said he was murdered, and I'm like, how would you know he was murdered?
Yeah.
They
see the empty grave. And Mr. Beach Boy starts trying to, like, push the director into it.
Yeah, and the director's like, okay, what's going on here? And Beach Boy keeps trying to push him in. They get into a fight.
And the director ends up, like, pushing Beach Boy into the grave.
And then while the director's laying there, he uncovers the gravestone, and it says the guy, Beach Boy's name.
David.
Yeah, and he was born in 1870-whatever.
And died in, like, 1930.
And then you see a hand reaching out of the grave.
So, apparently, the second you fall into the grave, you turn into a fucking zombie?
But you get a gravestone?
Well,
was he a descendant? Was he, like...
Well, why?
I have no idea what the fuck happened in this scene. Like, it has broken me. I don't know.
I'm sorry, did no one, like...
There's no context. There's literally no context to any of these. This last, like, final confrontation, there's no context.
Oh, but whatsoever. It gets better.
Oh my god, it gets... Oh!
Because the director runs away from another slow-moving zombie.
And gets...
And, like, trips.
He trips and hits his head and he's knocked the fuck out.
And knocks himself out for, like, 20 seconds. And then gets up... Runs into the house and sees, like, everyone's dead.
And he's all, like, screaming. And then you see on the balcony...
Not yet.
Oh, yeah, they're right.
Not yet. The most meta happens. He sees his film camera.
Oh, yeah.
One of them. Now, and he grabs the film. And it's just like, my film!
My film!
My film!
My film! Starts ripping it and just, my film!
My favorite was when he starts ripping it. Like, what are you doing?
Like, why are you destroying your film more?
You know what? That's very meta. I can imagine the director watching this and just jerking off and being like, oh, my film! My film!
Now, I hope this movie is just like this part is probably how every shitty director feels after, like, people just tear it to shreds when it comes out.
Well, this next part is how I feel about the movie.
This is what I wanted to happen to me, like,
no, this is
while
what
watching the movie.
I wanted them to do with the film. This is what they should have done.
So we get the ghoulie on top of, like, the balcony, and he's, like, lifting up the director's film camera, and he throws it off the balcony, and we get a shot of it floating through the air.
But we also get, like, a fucking montage.
Yeah, of, like, all the seven deaths intercut with, like, how all the other people died.
And it, like, makes no fucking sense.
And then intercut with the woman taking a shower again for no reason. And then, like, it just cuts with, like, random-ass scenes.
Yeah.
And then the camera falls onto the director, and he's dead.
That's symbolism.
Yeah.
It's symbolic of what they did with the movie.
So...
They had a movie... As shitty as it was chugging along, and they just threw it. That's what happened.
Now, if the scene was at the part where fucking, what's his fuck, like the Beach Boy falls into the grave and becomes a zombie, if they had the film throwing scene after that, that'd be more symbolic because that's when the film was just like, what the fuck are they doing?
That's when they threw it away.
Like, what the fuck? I'm convinced this director had no idea how to finish this movie, so he was just like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just go for broke. It's already a shit movie, so whatever.
I have issues with that. But we'll get to that. So, then, Zombie Beach Boy is walking to the graveyard. I guess he's gonna go sleep or something.
And then we get a scene of the fucking woman taking a shower, but...
No, we see her body.
We see her body in the creek. I don't know how she got there. I don't know what happened.
Who knows?
And then we get a scene of him carrying her to the grave. And then it ends.
That's it.
What? Like, I said the last one had some plot holes. A lot of plot holes. Too many plot holes. But Oh my god, was I wrong? This movie makes the last one look like it's fucking full of just content and explanation and just so many. Like, at least that one had some resolution.
Okay.
Not very much, but a little bit.
Questions. Who the fuck killed the cat?
I don't know.
Why is the caretaker just randomly sleeping, opening up tombstones?
I don't know.
Going in? Exactly.
I don't know.
Why is the caretaker every single day making new tombstones?
I don't know.
Exactly. Why is David? That's my question. Just why is David?
David's Beach Boy guy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Why is David?
I don't know. I don't fucking know. Exactly. I cannot describe to you what happened in the last 15 minutes.
Why did they make
a
movie called House of Seven Corpses and have one goddamn zombie wandering around?
Because at the end, there is seven corpses. Get it?
Blow me.
Get it?
Blow me.
Because it's a House of Seven Corpses at the end.
Is it, though?
Let's see. So there's the director, the two stagehands, the guy, three. So that's five.
No, and then director, three stage, four. There's the caretaker, five.
Caretaker, and then the actress.
The older actress.
And the older Shakespearean, but they're all in the house.
Wait, yeah.
And then the woman is outside the house.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit, and woman, you know it.
No, the woman's outside the...
But
no,
she died in the house.
The caretaker died in the cemetery, remember?
But then that's six.
No.
No, if we're counting them outside the house, that's six. The cat doesn't count, okay? And then...
I don't fucking know.
It's the house.
I don't know even why. Know why I'm defending this piece of shit.
You know what this is? This movie is the House of 8 1/4 corpses.
No, this house.
Counting the cat.
This is the house of what the fuck just happened.
I don't even.
This movie is broken. Like, it's fucking broken.
It's beyond broken.
It is fucking irredeemably broken.
It's borked. I don't.
It's wrecked. It's fucking wrecked. This movie is just a garbage pile.
I just don't understand any of the decisions made.
I don't either. I really don't. Do I have to ask your final thoughts?
Come back to me.
Okay.
What are your final thoughts?
Just what we said. Like, I don't get what the director's vision was here.
Vision.
It's obvious he tried to make a competent movie.
Yeah.
Right? He was trying to make something atmospherically horrific. He was trying to make something that made sense somehow. I don't know. Maybe he just fucking just was on a lot of drugs and just like took them and was just like, you know, fuck, we'll have the guy going to the grave. And it's what we said. Like, it's too broken to even comprehend this movie. Like, this movie, I would not recommend it to watch. I would never tell anyone to watch this movie, because I had to suffer through it. And my God, I would never wish that upon anyone.
This is a snooze fest.
This movie is boring. It doesn't explain jack shit on any level.
Oh, hell no.
It makes me angry how little they explain. They didn't make any effort to explain anything that happened in this movie.
Yeah.
And that's my final thoughts. Like, why make a movie about this subject matter and then not explain... Like, you think about every other horror movie you've ever seen, right?
Yeah.
Even the shitty ones.
Mm-hmm.
They always fucking explain what's going on.
Or try to.
They explain why the ghouls are, like, attacking people.
Who killed who.
They explain who killed who. They explain why people are being reanimated.
Because... Okay.
They explain shit.
The first zombie, whatever. They read a book, whatever.
That makes sense.
But, like, I'm still like, who the fuck killed the cat then?
I don't know. It never explained
Because the zombie doesn't wake up until we see it wake up.
And that's my final thought, is that it's too broken to even be remotely enjoyable.
You know, here's the thing. I guess here's my final thoughts. It's not that it's too broken to be enjoyable. It's too fucking boring. It's way too goddamn boring. Because you get mild amusement in that beginning when you see, like, the seven deaths. Then there is an hour of nothing.
Literally nothing. Like, he's not exaggerating here. It,
yeah.
Literally nothing happens.
No, things happen.
Like they're filming a movie.
The only thing that happens is the cat dies.
And the eyes.
And the beautiful eyes. But it's so shitty. It's just so incompetent. And again, we don't know who killed the cat. I have to emphasize this. I don't know who the fuck killed the cat. Or whose eyes they were.
Why did the fucking guy, after reading the book, become a zombie and then had a gravestone saying he was born like hundreds of years ago?
Well, are they trying to convince us that he's been a zombie this whole time?
But he's been human, and they literally moved them to that location.
He died in 1930. He's been planning for 40 years that some piece of shit director would bring a film crew to this mansion.
Now, what I don't get is he was presumably in a relationship with this woman,
yes,
right? They've been in a relationship for quite a while,
yes,
apparently.
Yes.
And they came to this location from a different location.
Yes. Exactly.
So, what the fuck?
Exactly.
I don't...
Exactly.
I don't know. Were they trying to explain that he became a zombie because he was reading the book a lot? I don't fucking know.
Did him reading the book manifest a fucking gravestone?
No.
Exactly.
I don't...
So, if that's the case... Then, okay, here, you want me to break, like, your brain even more? If we're being legit, the David gravestone? That's the gravestone, that's the gravesite that the zombie was summoned out of.
Yeah.
So that means the first slow zombie we see is David. Am I wrong? Think about that. The look Will just gave me is just like, is just, because I think, here's what's happening right now. Will thought that he knew the extent to which his brain could melt, and then when I mentioned that, it like, it broke him. Is that what happened? Because seriously, the David gravestone is for the empty grave that the zombie came out of.
Honestly.
So, like, okay, follow the logic here.
Is there logic here?
David is a dead guy who they summoned and is now walking around slowly murdering people. They just happen to have another man named David who showed up there, read a book, became creepy, and fell into a grave and turned into a zombie? Is the logic of the movie that if your name is David and you fall into a gravestone, a gravesite marked for David, you'll turn into a zombie? I'm going to go dig up. I'm going to go find a gravesite that says Alex.
Alex.
If I dig it up and I drop in it, according to this movie's logic, will I become a zombie?
Yeah.
Because...
like, if I go find a William gravesite...
Yes.
I will become a zombie.
Apparently. Because the whole time we've been, like, thinking that, like, well, that gravesite was meant for David. No, it wasn't. That's where the fucking dude got out of.
He just happened to be named David?
You know what that... You know, that makes even less sense.
I didn't think it was possible, but here we are.
Here we are.
Oh, man, I cannot wait to stop talking about this movie, but I have a feeling it's going to haunt my dreams for quite a while.
It is. You're going to think about how much this broke you.
Oh my god, I think I have brain damage now. Like, I literally think this movie has given me irreparable brain damage.
I just want a movie to make sense to me again.
I want to go watch a movie that actually has a fucking plot and like makes sense and doesn't have a fucking like shredded cheese plot line.
I just want something that's not broken. Is that so hard to ask?
I don't want, like, I don't want a movie that has more holes in it than fucking, like, I don't even know the right, my brain's too broken to even think of a fucking...
Swiss cheese.
That's what I said last time, but, like, I can't even think of another thing.
What else is holes?
A lot of things, but I can't think of them right now because I'm fucking broken. A lot of things have a lot of holes in them.
This shouldn't even have plot holes. It's a movie about ghosts and zombies.
It's a movie about essentially fucking nothing. They're directing a movie about a fucking...
And shenanigans happen. That's it. You don't need plot holes, but God, no. We have to have them.
Oh, God. I am broken. That is my final thoughts. This movie has broken me because it is fucking just the worst trash imaginable. If you want to watch this shit fest, go right to Amazon Prime and do it your fucking self, but I'm not recommending this garbage pile.
I can't.
I wouldn't recommend this to my worst enemies. I don't care. I would not tell anyone to watch this movie. But if you happen to hate yourself enough to watch it,
if you want to put yourself through it,
it's on Amazon Prime, and if you can get through all hour and 28 minutes and explain the fucking plot to us, please, like, I'm begging one of our followers, please tell me what the fuck is going on in this movie.
Please tell me who killed the kitty cat.
Give me a theory. Anything that makes sense. I don't even care anymore.
It was Rosebud.
Sure. I would take that, okay? I would fucking take that. More questions than answers, it's fine. But at least it's a fucking explanation, okay?
Fuck this movie.
Fuck this movie.
Fuck this shit.
1974 has been one of the... worst years to watch films. It's fucking awful.
Oh, it's great, Will.
And we have more to go.
We're not done.
We're not even close to done.
We got more. I just hope the next one will at least, you know...
I just want, like...
Make sense.
Like a... Just a plot. Like, you know, like a plot that actually connects things and, like, closes out.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want. That's all I'm asking for the next one. It doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be watchable. It just has to have a connected plot.
I would certainly prefer it's watchable.
Track record lately, if we're going downhill more, I don't even know if
that
I can handle it.
That doesn't mean it'll be good,
dude.
But watchable.
Dude, if we're going down more, I don't know if I can literally handle the next film if it goes lower than this film. I don't know how anything could do
it. It won't be lower than this.
I don't know how anything could.
It won't be.
Because even, like, terrible movies at least had a fucking plot and explained the end.
Nah. We don't need that. We don't need that.
So, I'm begging 1974 here.
Nah.
Fucking please explain the rest of the movies.
I already know. I got, like, the next five lined up, baby.
This is why I love and/hate that you're the one that, like, comes up, that compiles the list of the movies we're gonna
watch. I don't just compile it. Well, I make sure it's suitable.
Like, I'm public relations.
Yeah.
You're the behind the scenes guy getting accruing all the movies.
Well, I will. There is some shit you'll see that you are gonna be like, where the fuck did you find this?
I just want there to be a movie where I just walk off, where I'm just like, you know what? Fuck this.
You're just done.
I'm just like, yo, fuck this podcast. I'm done.
I might find one someday. Because, it's not just that. Like, I also, like, I look for movies that are suitable, first of all. Like, you know, there's a lot of movies that, like, I avoid cult movies, usually.
Right. It's like, you know,
because, again,
popular for being
it's a bad movie podcast.
Yeah.
And there are certain movies that aren't quote-unquote good.
That people like.
That people do like, and they are entertaining, and I tend to avoid those.
So these are, like, unknown bad movies.
Yeah, I'm not interested in easy, like, I don't know. It has to be bad. Like, I can't stress this enough. It has to be actually bad.
Alex, you could actually use this movie as a fucking torture method.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no, you could use this as a cure for insomnia.
I would...
It's a horror movie. It's supposed to be scary, and it's just... fucking lulls you to sleep.
It is anything but scary.
Yeah.
It is anything but a movie that I would...
Ain't
ever...
no one ever gonna give this thing a cult following.
There's no cult following to this. Like, I don't care if we start a cult following on something else, But this, not this movie.
Fuck this. No, this is trash.
If we start a cult following on this, I quit.
The next one will be better.
Okay, I hope so.
It's personally tailored for you, boy. You'll see.
Okay.
I got you, boy.
All right. As long as it's not The Exorcist 2, I'm dreading the
day that happens. Nah, we're like 3 years off.
Good. I'm dreading the day that happens.
1977.
Yeah, I know. I'm not looking forward to...
We'll save it for last. Okay. It'll be the last of 1977. Because I know.
Well, that was possibly one of the most boring movies I've ever watched. For They Mostly Come Out at Night, this has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And oh my god, I am going to sleep well tonight.
Oh yeah, because you'll have nothing haunting you after this.
No, god no. Yes, yes, yes. Driving us, watching you. Every move.